Hey, welcome back to my podcast, Whether Wuthering Heights Was Worth the Read. My name is Grace, and if you want to learn more about me, you can listen to my last podcast. So just to recap the last episode, I talked more about the author, the narrator, the setting, the atmosphere, the theme, why I chose the novel, the connections, and my first impression.
So in this episode, we're going to talk more about the characters and the book. So in Wuthering Heights, there are roughly 8 main characters, but 3 very main characters. The characters that we have are Heathcliff, Catherine, Lockwood, Hindley, Hareton, Nellie, Edgar, and Isabella. And there are a lot of characters to keep track of, and that's one thing that I found hard about reading Wuthering Heights, is that there was so many characters, and sometimes they go by their first name, and sometimes they go by their last name, so I found it confusing to try and remember who's who. But once I eventually came around to figuring out who the characters were, it made the book a lot easier to read and easier to comprehend what was going on. So the first character that we're going to talk about is Heathcliff. Now, Heathcliff is one of their very main characters, and pretty much the whole story revolves around kind of Heathcliff. The reason that the story is what it is because one character wants to learn about the history of Heathcliff. So pretty much Heathcliff was adopted off the streets. His quote-unquote father had gone away on a business trip and ended up coming home with Heathcliff. And nobody liked him because they thought that he was pretty much the devil child picked up off the streets. And it took a very long time for everyone to learn to like him. And some characters still don't. Catherine was one character that ended up really coming around and really enjoying having Heathcliff there as a brother. At one point in the story, he pretty much drops off of the face of the earth and comes back home with a large sum of money. And it's kind of one of those things that, like, no one asked and, like, no one knows. So pretty much Heathcliff is very wealthy and nobody has any idea how he got his money. He's also a character full of hatred, and he is not a very happy person, and he tends to come across as very angry and moody, and overall just doesn't seem like a very great person to be around. So the next character, and someone who is equally as important, is Catherine. And Catherine is the one that Heathcliff ends up falling in love with. And Catherine loves Heathcliff, but it's hard to say in what manner she loves him because they are technically adoptive siblings, but they've grown up together. They were always causing mischief together, and she had a very strong bond with him, and he had a very strong bond with her. And at one point in the novel, Catherine is very torn whether or not she wants to marry someone else or marry Heathcliff or see where things go with Heathcliff. She wants everything to revolve around her. She is very self-centered and bratty, and she truly is an evil herself. She's always getting into trouble, and not very many people know how to deal with her. In one part of the book, it was a quote was said, and it was something along the lines of the quote was, "It was not the thorn bending to the honeysuckles, but the honeysuckles embracing the thorn." And that is a very good way to put Catherine. Everyone adored Catherine. She was beautiful and lovely, but she was evil, and she was manipulative, and she was mean. And, you know, people just had to learn to embrace her versus trying to fight her, because they knew that no matter how hard they tried, they would lose that battle. So Lockwood is the one who is actually being told the story. So Lockwood goes to Wuthering Heights, and Heathcliff is going to be his landlord. And this is in the present time, and the rest of the story is in the past. But he is like, who is this guy? Where did he get his money? Like, what is his deal? So he goes to Heathcliff's former maid and actually finds out all about Heathcliff. So Lockwood is the one who's being told the story, and he's just taking it all in and listening. And so he is in the present, but he was not part of the picture in the past of when Nellie is telling the stories, because he's a new character or a new person in their lives. So Hindley is up next, and Hindley is Catherine's brother, and Heathcliff's adoptive brother. Henley absolutely hates Heathcliff with a passion. They do not like each other at all. And when their parents passed away and Henley inherited the house, he left Heathcliff to do all of the chores and the work. Even though they had hired help, he sent Heathcliff out. He said that Catherine and Heathcliff weren't allowed to see each other, and they were completely separated. He is just a bitter person. He had met his wife and they were very in love, and she passed away giving birth to their child, so he therefore does not like the child, and he is just an angry character, and there is no good quality about him, because he's just not a nice person. So Hareton is Henley's child that Henley does not like. He is a very bad kid. He was very sweet, very good, and then Nellie, the maid, left, and leaving Hareton with a bad parents to raise him. I mean, it was two men, because Henley actually let Heathcliff come and live in Wuthering Heights after Heathcliff had left, and Heathcliff was teaching Hareton bad things, and Henley was a bad influence. So all around, he's sadly a very bad child, and in the present day, he's like a young man, and he's also completely bitter and rude. So poor child, nothing good came of his life, or he's not a good person because he was influenced by such terrible people. And that's not to say that nothing good came out of his life, because we're not really sure about like the present, like how he is, but like characteristically, like when you look at him as a character and when you look at his personality, he does not seem, he's a bitter person. So Nellie is the maid, and Nellie is also the one who narrates the story and who watches the whole thing kind of go down between everyone, and then tells that story to Lockwood. So that's pretty much all that Nellie really, like, Nellie is such a big part of the story, but yet she has such a little role in the actual story. Like, Nellie's the one telling the entire story, but Nellie doesn't play a very big part in the actual story itself. She's just kind of always on the sidelines of situations. So, next we have Edgar, and Edgar is Catherine's other love interest, and he is actually the one who Catherine ends up marrying. He is kind and caring and an overall guy for Catherine, but then that leads us to question, you know, does Catherine deserve the wonderful, caring, lovely guy, or, you know, the guy who's not as nice? Because in some ways, Edgar seems a little too good for Catherine, because he cares so much about her, and he really does come across as a sweet character. And last but not least, we have Isabella, and Isabella is Edgar's brother, and Isabella has a big crush on Heathcliff. And she overall doesn't have a huge part. There was a little spat between Isabella and Catherine, because Isabella had a crush on Heathcliff and Catherine pretty much got jealous and started fighting with her. But other than that, she gets along with everyone. Catherine and Isabella get along very well, other than like the little situation that they had. But she seems like a nice character. And I'll talk a little bit more about her as we get into, like, the big parts of the story. So, one of the biggest points in the story so far is who marries who. So, Catherine marries Edgar, pretty much because it benefits Catherine, and she thinks it's better and right, because with Edgar, she can rely on, like, the financial needs that she will need to live her life the way she wants to. So they're married and, you know, they're pretty happy until Heathcliff comes. And Heathcliff kind of saunters in, and Catherine absolutely loves Heathcliff, whether it is in a brotherly way or if it is in a not so brotherly way. We're not really sure. But she absolutely adores him and wants to spend all of her time with him. And of course, Edgar gets jealous, because, I mean, who wouldn't if your wife is wanting to spend all of her time with someone that isn't you? So as Heathcliff, the more that Heathcliff hangs around the house, Isabella kind of gets to know him better, and she develops a crush on Heathcliff. So pretty much the story continues, and Heathcliff ends up marrying Isabella. Now, Heathcliff has absolutely no interest in her. He is pretty much doing it to go against Edgar and to prove a point in a way. So now Isabella is trapped at Wuthering Heights with an absolutely terrible husband who does not care about her, all because she liked him and he did not have the same feelings for her. So that leads me to my next point. Catherine is sick. She's getting better, but she is still sick. And Heathcliff does not like the fact that she is in Edgar's house, sick, and all that stuff. Even though Nelly kind of assured him, like, it's okay, like, she's getting better, he did not want to know that she was sick, or he wanted to know. So he wants to go in and see Catherine and talk to her, but the last time he did that, there was a huge blowout, and it did not go well. So he is sending Nelly over to the house which she comes from, or not comes from, but, like, is living with Catherine in, and is pretty much going, okay, tell me when Edgar is no longer home, and I will come in, sneak in, and see Catherine. And that's where I've left off right now. So we don't really know what's going to happen. For all we know, Edgar could come home and completely lose it, and someone could end up dead. I don't know.
So my predictions for the end of the novel are not what I wish they were. I know already that Catherine has passed away, and I have a feeling that Isabella also passed away, because I think that Nelly kind of hinted at it. But what I really think is going to happen is either Catherine gets too sick and passes away, or Catherine kills herself because she doesn't know what to do. I think that Isabella may also get a cold or a flu and end up passing away, or again, I think she may kill herself just because she is so unhappy with Heathcliff and I don't think she knows what to do. So honestly, I wish that that wasn't the case, but that's how I kind of feel that things are going in the novel. I also think that Heathcliff and Edgar will have another fight or whatever, because I just don't think that they're done with each other yet. But other than that, I honestly couldn't tell you, because where I'm at in the novel, not much is like a lot is going on, but there's not a lot to like go off of to like make predictions for the end of the novel. So I will be very curious to see how it actually ends.
Thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast, Whether Wuthering Heights Was Worth the Read. I'm Grace Heighton, and make sure to tune in next time.